Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Chagiga with Perek Beis Mishnah Vav and Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah teaches us a halacha on a midrabanan level regarding the five levels of Kedusha that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Tove lechulin vehochzak lechulin, and if a person went into the mikvah and immersed himself in the mikvah for the purpose of eating chulin, and he had really intended to establish himself as tahor for chulin, then he is forbidden to eat Meiser Sheni until he immerses himself again for the purpose of actually eating Meiser Sheni. Then on a Torah level, a Tamei person becomes Tahor when he immerses in a mikvah, even if his intention was simply to bathe. The Chachamim decreed, however, that he may not eat holy food until he immerses with the Kavana, with the intention to become Tahor. Therefore, if he intends to immerse for foods with a low level of holiness, he may not eat foods with a higher level of holiness. Therefore, as the Bartanura points out, if someone immerses himself in the mikvah with the intention to purify himself for eating chulin, he remains forbidden to eat Maaser Sheni. Although he immersed with the intent to become Tahor, he did not have specific intention for Maaser Sheni, and and therefore, he remains forbidden to eat it. Continuing in the Mishnah, Tova l'maiser v'hochzak l'maiser, if he immersed himself for the purpose of eating Maaser Sheni, and he had intended to establish himself as Tahor for Maaser Sheni, asher l'truma, then he is not allowed to eat Truma until he immersed himself with the intention to eat Truma. Tova l'truma v'hochzak l'truma, if he immersed himself in a mikvah for the purpose of eating Truma, and again he intended to establish himself as Tahor for Truma, then asher l'kodesh, then he is not allowed to eat Kodesh until he immersed himself for Kodesh, and Tova l'kodesh v'hochzak l'kodesh, if he immersed himself for Kodesh, and he had intended to establish himself as Tahor for Kodesh, again, the food that you eat is part of the Karbanos, Osher Lechatos, then he is forbidden to handle any Mechatos water until he immerses himself for the actual Mechatos. Now, says the Mishnah, Tava lechomor mutr lekal. However, if one immerses himself for the purpose of becoming tahor for a stricter level of Kedusha, then he is permitted to eat an item of a lesser level of Kedusha, even though he did not actually intend specifically to purify himself for that item. So therefore, if a person were to immerse himself in the mikvah for Kodesh, then he may eat Truma, Maaser Sheni, and of course Chulin. If he made himself holy for Truma, then he can eat Maaser Sheni and Chulin and so on and so forth. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us, Taval v'lo Hochzak, if someone immersed himself to go into the mikvah, and not really to establish himself as Tahor at all, just to take a bath, then Ki'ilu lo Taval, it is as if he did not immerse himself in the mikvah at all, at least as it pertains to eating these holy items, that while the going into the mikvah was effective for eating chulin, since no particular intention is required when immersing for chulin, that's fine. But for anything else, you would not be able to eat the kodesh, the maaser sheni, and so on and so forth, unless you actually had kavana for why you are going into the mikvah. Continuing now with Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. The previous two Mishnayos discussed areas in which the halachas of Tumah and Tahara differ for items of different levels of Kedusha. This Mishnah is going to discuss another such difference. As the Mishnah, Big Day Am Haaretz, Midras Lefrushin. The clothing of an Am Haaretz is considered to be Tameh through Medras. Tumas Medras refers to the Tumah acquired by an object when a Zav, Zava, Nida, or a woman after childbirth rests his or her weight upon such an item, whether the person sits on it, stands on it, leans on it, and so on and so forth, that makes the item become tame. It is also an av hatumah, as the Bartanura points out, which is able to transmit to other people or to kalim that touch it. So based on this, says the Mishnah that the clothing of an amaretz is considered tumas medjus for perushim, meaning for people who are careful to eat. To eat even chulin in a state of purity, in a state of tahara. Therefore, if the clothing of an amara touches a perushim or their kalim, it makes them tameh as a rishon letumah, which again is the first level of tumah after an avatumah. Big day perushim and midrash la'ochle truma. The clothing of perushim is considered to be tameh through medrash for those who eat truma, meaning kohanim, and therefore when clothing of perushim touch those who eat truma or their kalim, then it makes them tameh. Big day ochle truma medrash la'kodesh. The clothing of those who eat truma is considered tameh through tumas medrash for those who eat kodesh. So when such clothing touches those who eat kodesh or their utensils, then the clothing makes them tameh. Big the Kodesh Medesh Lachatos, the clothing of those who eat Kodesh is considered Tamei through Tumas Medesh for those who handle Mechatos, and when such clothing touches those who handle Mechatos or their Kelim, the clothing makes them Tamei. Now the Mishnah is now going to mention the great Chachamim who observed these types of stringencies, and again, they are only stringencies. As the Tiferet Shel point out, the Mishnah makes special mention of great Chachamim who observed the Tumas Medrash decrees in order to emphasize that there are no exceptions to the rule. The decrees apply not only to ignorant or careless people, but even to very, very holy people. It says the Mishnah, Yosef ben Yuezer hayachaseh shepekhuna. Yosef ben Yuezer was the most pious Kohen of the Kohanim, being a Kohen, and therefore one who ate Truma, he was surely careful to avoid Tuma. V'haisa mitpachto medrash l'kodesh, and yet his cloth napkin was considered tame through Tumas Medrash for those who ate Kodesh, in accordance with the ruling that we said, that clothing of those who eat Truma is considered a Tumas Medrash for those who eat Kodesh. Yochanan ben Gudgada, hayochal al taharas ha-kodesh chal yamav. Yochanan ben Gudgada ate even chulin food according to the taharas standard of Kodesh all the days of his life. V'haisa mitpachto medrash l'chatas, and yet his cloth napkin was considered to be Tameh through Tumas Medrash for those who handled Mechatas in accordance with the halacha, or at least with the stringency, that clothing of those who eat Kodesh is considered to be Tumas Medrash for those who eat and handle Mechatas. Have a great day.